Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie, Christopher Oliveira. Christopher, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I know you're 22 years of age. You're studying English in Dublin, originally from Brazil. You work at nighttime in a hostel to try and get income, and then you study during the day. What happened yesterday, the 8th of March, Christopher?
So yesterday I was coming back home from the city centre. I was getting ready to go to work. And then on my way home, beside the Fatima Lewis, there was a metal wire on the ground, on the floor. And as I was passing by, a group of kids pulled on the wire purposely, and the wire rose from the floor, and I got, like, not cut in half because that would, that would kill me, but, like, I hit the wire, and my scooter stayed, and I flew forward.
And this was where the area where we've covered before, up around Bluebell, Inchicore, near the Lewis station there.
Yeah.
The Lewis stop, yeah. Okay, so they pulled this wire. I've seen it. It's more like a cable wire. It's a pretty strong...
Yeah, it's like a cable wire. It's part of the fence there.
Yeah.
They detached part of the fence, and they used that to...
So it was on the ground, and they pulled it up as you drove past, and they flipped you over on your scooter. What happened next?
Exactly.
What happened next, Christopher?
After that, they basically came towards me, and they started kicking me and punching me and trying to get my scooter from me. And essentially, they were successful. And they took the scooter from me, and they just rolled away. But they were a big group, so there were more kids there and teenagers there. The group itself was about 15, 20 of them, but the ones that beat me up were 2, 3.
And then
there was a guy on a car, and he was watching it, and when he saw the whole thing, he kind of drove towards us and scared them away and got me inside the car with him.
Oh,
and then
good.
He helped me, calling the Gardaí and everything.
And you say the purpose of the wire, one was to knock you off the bike, pretty savage way of doing it. There's no good way of doing it, no proper way of doing something criminal like that. They knocked you off the bike, and then they attacked you. Were they trying to steal your phone or?
No, they were trying, I think, they were trying to knock me over. Once they had me on the floor, they had the idea of taking the scooter from me. But I think they were actually just knocking people over for fun. And I was just the first one that happened to go through there. But I think they didn't have the intent of taking anything from me. Once they saw the opportunity of grabbing the scooter, they grabbed the scooter. But they could have grabbed my backpack, my wallet, my cell phone. They didn't make any effort towards that. I think it was just once they saw the opportunity of getting the scooter and basically doing that, they took it.
Did they steal the scooter?
Yeah.
And explain what you're doing in Ireland. You're learning English. Explain your how you survive, Christopher.
So basically, I am a part-time worker. I work for a hostel at night. I work from 11 to 7. And in the mornings, I study English from 9 to 12.
Wow, so you work most nights?
I work most nights, yeah.
In a hostel?
In a hostel, yeah.
Wow. And now, Christopher, do you know the name of do you know the motorist who saved you?
I really don't. I'm sorry. At the moment,
okay,
he told me his name, but I really don't remember names at the moment.
And he was on his own. How did he manage to scare them off?
Because he was on his car, and he basically drove towards us, and, like, he drove towards us in a way that would make it look like he was going to run us over. So the kids got scared because they thought they were going to be run over, basically. And then he stopped, and they got into the car.
And
he just accelerated towards us.
Well, given that we've been covering attacks in that spot for nearly 3 months at this stage, and the Gardaí said initially, this is back in January, that they would up patrols. I know they can't be everywhere. Did the Gardaí arrive quickly, Christopher?
When I called, they didn't show up immediately. But then the guy on the car with me, he called and he said, oh, these kids, they have something in their hands, they're holding something, I don't know what they're holding, and then they appeared quite quickly. And in fairness, the woman guard that was there, she was excellent. Like, she was calming me, and she was driving me around, trying to retrieve my scooter. She was amazing. I really appreciate her help.
Okay, Christopher, did you have any luck getting your scooter back?
Not so far, no.
And how much did you spend? How much did that cost you?
It was around 350.
Yeah.
It was a used one.
And do you travel that route often?
Yes, every day. Every day. That's the route that I used to come back from work and from school.
Okay. And were you aware that that area is a hot spot?
Not really, because when I first arrived in Dublin, I used to live in Drimna. So I would take the Luas every day, and I never imagined there was a problem there. I've heard from people before that around this region here, there were some problems, there were some troubles, but I never experienced anything, and I never thought it was anything serious, or even if it was serious, I never imagined it would happen with me, you know?
Yeah. Okay, Christopher, how are you today? Have you any injuries that you're, apart from your scooter being, which you need for work, being stolen? How are you feeling
today?
Mostly
my legs.
Yeah.
Mostly my legs are bruised, and now was the first time that I lay down a little bit, because after that I went to work and then I went to school and now I came home. And I'm kind of sore all over, but it's mostly my legs.
Okay, okay. Mind yourself, Christopher. I'm sorry that happened. It doesn't make you regret coming to Ireland, because obviously that's a big, big journey for you, a big undertaking.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't, but it does make me concerned, because it was not an isolated case. Like, talking to people from my community, from the community of exchange students, almost every single one of them has either witnessed or suffered a case similar to this, or have had their bikes stolen, or have, you know, like last year, for example, we were having cases of people throwing stones at Deliveroo drivers and Uber Eats drivers. And then we were having cases of gay bashing as well inside the community of students. We were having loads of cases of violence last year alone, and they seem to continue throughout this year. Mm-hmm. So I think there's something that needs to be done, something needs to be done while the situation is manageable, because...
Okay. And did you notice closed-circuit television near that stop, Christopher, that would have... Though they've been known to set that on fire.
Fortunately, the guy that was on the car, he had a dash cam.
Oh, wow.
And he was able to record everything. So he handed the recording over to the police. And
fair play to
they're
him.
Analyzing
he
it.
Was a, he was a real good smart. What age was he, do you
he
know?
He was amazing. Yeah. He was incredible. He was in his 30s.
Okay, well done. What time was that at yesterday, Christopher?
It was late, 8 p.m.
8 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
Up in Inchicore Bluebell near the Lewis stop there. If you were that driver, Christopher is internally grateful to you for what you did, and also the fact that you've he's handed over the dash cam to the Gardaí, which should be interesting to see what happens there. Okay, Christopher, yep. Mind yourself. By the way, your English is very good. You're a very good student, Christopher.
Thank you.
Well done. And look after yourself. Look after yourself.
Thank you.
Kind regards. That's Christopher Oliveira from Brazil, who was attacked, as he said, like so many people he knows, attacked and mugged last night in a pretty savage way when they lifted a wire off the ground, caught his bike, he flipped over, and then they proceeded to beat him. 5-1, 551.